We start for over the, there are over 16 days over the several months to pray for the critical infrastructure of our country. Today it will be the water and wastewater systems. According to America's Cyber Defense Agency, the National Coordinator for Critical Infrastructure Security and Resilience, there are 16 critical infrastructure sectors. They contain assets, systems, and networks, both physical and virtual, that are vital to the U.S. If they were incapacitated or destroyed, it would have a debilitating effect on security, national economic security, national public health or safety, or any combination thereof. We're going to be using a free prayer guide by Intercessors for America to pray for the protection of the infrastructure. They begin by stating, America depends every day on an intricate network of systems that provide clean water, electricity, food, transportation, communications, emergency services, and other necessities of life. Most of us rarely think about these systems until they fail. Scripture repeatedly calls people to watch, pray, seek wisdom, and stand in the gap. As intercessors, we can pray for God's protection over the infrastructure that sustains our communities and for those entrusted with guarding it. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. So, Father, we lift up America's water supply. We pray for the water systems that are essential to every community. We thank you that your word says you visit the earth and water it. You greatly enrich it. The river of God is full of water. We lift up the reservoirs for their protection, their ongoing continuation, for ideas to be able to keep it from any cyber attack. The same with the treatment facilities, that there would be no physical attack by humans, drones, any other device, pumping stations, pipelines, wells. We pray a hedge of protection around the dams, the local distribution systems. We pray threats would be exposed before they become attacks, that you would give wisdom to those responsible for the security, that you would strengthen any area that's vulnerable in their system, that you would protect the American people, for protection to the water supplies to the cities and communities, that you, Lord, would guard them from contamination, sabotage, cyber attack, equipment failure, and every intentional attempt to harm the public, to give water system employees wisdom and discernment to recognize vulnerabilities and unusual activity, that God will use people to strengthen aging systems and provide communities with the resources needed to keep their water safe. We pray all this in Jesus' name and entrust you, Lord, with our water and our water wastewater systems in the mighty name of Jesus.